We are ESPN 98.9 FM
and ESPN AM 910.
The best in Charleston sports talk radio.
Now more fan talk with Bobby Harden.
I was about to play a damn song.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. What happens now? Now's the time we give away another $25 gift card to Mount Pleasant Seafood. Wait till I get on the phone with Ralph Fitch and meet the third caller, and you will win a $25 gift card. You got to pick it up here at the station. Then you can head over there and go see Ralph, and he'll help you spend that and probably more on that gift card, right?
Sorry, I was looking at the lines. Spending how much?
Well, he'll take that $25 gift card, probably save you more on top of that.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, be the third caller if you would like to win a $25 gift card to Mount Pleasant Seafood. And let's check in with our buddy Ralph Fitch. Ralph, how are you today?
Happy Wednesday afternoon. Happy hump day, Bobby.
Well, happy hump day to you, too.
It's your job to give away the card, and it's my job to help them spend it. We both do our jobs well, Bob.
There you go. There you go.
And we're happy to be able to do it. It makes us extremely happy to have all your listeners excited about getting these cards. And they tell me they come over there, pick it up for you, and then they can hardly wait to get to the store to spend those $25 bucks.
There you go.
They're glad for it. And we got some good things to spend it on this afternoon. We've got some fresh local shrimp. We've got some really nice crab meat, so I'm going to put them together. It's called Fancy Crab and Shrimp. Fancy Crab and Shrimp starts with a cup of mayonnaise, a cup of chopped celery, 3/4 cup of chopped onion, a cup of soft breadcrumbs, a little bit of tablespoon worth of Worcestershire, a cup of cooked shrimp or a pound peeled deveined shrimp, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup of the crab meat or a pound of the crab meat flaked up, a little salt and pepper to taste, and 3/4 cup of chopped bell pepper. It's a real simple recipe. We combine the vegetables, the crab meat, the shrimp, a little salt, pepper, Worcestershire, and the mayonnaise. We're going to put all this mixture in a greased 1-quart casserole, or if you prefer, you can use 8 individual crab shells, which we also sell on the counter. We have the little aluminum shells that you can use to put these in. What we do next is we take those breadcrumbs and toss them in some butter, sprinkle this on top. Set the oven at 350. It's going to be in there about 20, 25 minutes until it gets nice and hot and the crumbs turn a golden brown. Fancy crab and shrimp is a good one, Bob.
That sounds good. I know you double meated them today, but I know you got the recipe, the shrimp and the crab.
We got it all right here on the creek, right next to the Shim Creek Bridge, where it's been since 1945. Then give us a call on the phone at 843-884-4122. Or they can look us up on the web, mtpleasantseafood.com. All these recipes that Bob and I talk about are right there on there on the webpage. Or better yet, come on in the store. We're there until 6 o'clock tonight and be back in the morning at 9 o'clock.
There you go. Blake, we got a winner?
We do. Wilson Merriman.
Wilson Merriman's coming to see you. So make sure you help him out. Treat him right, Ralph.
Tell Mr. Wilson to come see us, and we will take care of him.
There you go. When you think of Mount Pleasant,
you're thinking seafood.
When you think of seafood,
I think Mount Pleasant seafood.
All right, you have a good day. I guess we'll talk tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Bob. No problem.
Okay. All right. There you go. It's like we changed plans right in mid-conversation.
Yeah. That's how he does.
You got to adapt.
Yeah.
We will not be here Friday because of Gamecock baseball, and I know you're going. Well, the game will be over with by 3. I'm going to be in Columbia. So,
and I don't think you want me to have it'll just be a bunch of sing-alongs.
Speaking of producers.
Yeah?
What happened to Trent?
Oh, you already going to give him the title of producer?
Oh, whatever. Where is he?
This was his time to go on that
sabbatical.
He's
like your associate producer.
I know, my assistant.
When you disappear and you let him take over.
He's my assistant, and he's gone. And what an appropriate time to leave that I had to cover Luke's show and your show at the same time past 2 weeks.
Oh, he's out of town?
Yeah, he's gone. He went on that for that track meet. He's gone for 3 weeks. He said it's vacation. I said, this is 3 weeks. It ain't vacation. That's sabbatical. That's damn near a month.
I haven't taken 3 weeks in 29 years.
It's amazing what young people think they're entitled to do when they come on.
For track?
I know. My thing is, like, listen, I ain't trying to loud the boy out, but how are you going to run track for after you graduate?
Well, maybe the track meets in California, and he ran the California.
What's this, the Forrest Gump 5,000?
I don't know. I don't know. A couple of notes in case you missed it in the first hour. Some South Carolina basketball news. 7th Wood, he has entered the transfer portal, but he did get some good news. Keyshawn Bryant taking his name out of the NBA draft. He is returning, and it is official now. Jermaine Cousinard returning to the Gamecock lineup. Clemson Athletic Director Dan Radakovich, he will be inducted as a member of the Indiana University of Pennsylvania 2021 Hall of Fame class. I did not know he went there. The only other thing I know about that school is, and I hope I'm right about this, former Charleston Southern basketball coach Gary Edwards left and went to Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
IUP.
IUOP.
IUOP.
IUP. So there you go. Charleston Southern, they're putting in a new turf for next year's football season. We'll replace the original turf that was put in 2015. And again, it doesn't seem like that turf has been there that long, but I guess it has. And former Gamecock Rodden Wilson has been hired at Coastal Carolina. He will coach the inside linebackers. So Brett Carey starting for the Gamecocks on Friday. That was announced today as well. Two big stories nationally. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski has decided to retire after this coming season. And assistant coach and former Duke player John Shire expected to take his place. The other happened with the Boston Celtics. Danny Ainge is stepping down, and Coach Brad Stevens is taking over as the new head of basketball operations for the Celtics. So the Boston Celtics, they are looking for a head coach now. So just some couple of things that went on in today's silliness that you may have missed.
I missed it. Missed it all. I still have the question I want to ask you.
What?
I was watching the game.
And what game?
I was watching the Arkansas game this weekend. And how do you feel when...
Arkansas-Tennessee? Championship game Sunday? Yeah. Okay.
When a batter hits the ball from the pitcher and points the bat at the pitcher. How do you feel about that? My dad was watching it. And I hear him say, yeah, I'd be looking for that... Check after the game, punch him right in the face. It's like a disrespect. I mean, it's disrespectful.
Well, but he hit a home run?
I don't really know if it was a home run. I don't think it was. I think it was.
I don't know why he'd be pointing the bat at the pitcher if he. Here's what I don't get. When the pitcher strikes out the batter, you see the batter walking back to the dugout, staring at the pitcher.
Yeah.
I'm going.
He did
his
job.
You're the one that struck out.
Yeah, you didn't do your job. He fulfilled his job.
He's staring down the pitcher like, dude, he just struck you out. Put your head between your tail and get back in the dugout. But you see guys do it all the time. Just stare at the pitcher.
Yeah, and it's like, how dare you?
I mean, and it's not like, wow, that was good. That was a good job stare. Yeah. It's a stare like, how dare you strike me out?
Yeah, but so I mean, and I get it's to me it's different. Like professional baseball, I don't know if it's a catch 22 on the thing,
right?
But college baseball, I feel like it's a little arrogant. But you know,
yeah, I don't know if you said he hit the ball and he pointed the bat at the pitcher.
It may have been a home run. I'm trying to look it up. I've been trying to look it up for 30 minutes, but I can't find it. But I just remember my dad said. He was just like, yeah, I'll be looking for that.
Now, I mean, everybody's gotten into, bat flipping and doing stuff like that. You know, again, I think it's certain times it's warranted, but not after every home run or something like that. Walk off home run. You can flip the hell out of the bat all you want to. You know. He interrupted the show for blow pops. He had to come in and get a blow pop fix.
I'm telling you, these blow pops are something.
Bobby, when are you going to let me co-host? I want to co-host.
How about host? I'll leave right now.
He wants you to host.
You yeah, you got to talk to Dr. Geyer, but other than that.
Yeah, he you know, Bobby said he can go. He can go on to get barbecue burritos.
You can do tomorrow. I'll go to Columbia early.
No deal.
Hey, this is our Fan Talk brought to you by Canny Foundation Specialists. If you have a problem, Canny can fix it. Give them a call, 843-484-3625. If you have concrete around your house that's maybe cracked or uneven, like a sidewalk, driveway, patio, pool deck, Canny Foundation Specialists, they offer the repair options you need to protect the look of your concrete and the value of your home. They do all kinds of things. Check them out at CannyCanFixIt.com or give them a call, 843-484-3625, for a free no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. Again, that number, 843-484-3625, Canny Foundation Specialists, CannyCanFixIt.com. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Out on the roadways, there are problems. On the interstate eastbound, out near Jedburgh, reports of a wreck. Heavy traffic is an issue. Also, watch for accidents clearing Dorchester at Cross County, Magwood in front of the Home Depot, and Palmetto Commerce at Weber. Rifle Range at the Isle of Palms Connector, we have reports of a brand new accident, Dorchester near Franchise, and on the Mark Park westbound near 61, traffic's backed up to the Westmoreland Bridge. Heavy traffic also an issue on the Mark Park westbound in Mount Pleasant near Long Point Road, and on the interstate westbound near 526. Max Place is your Chicago-themed Irish sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs, your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12. Brought to you by Home Telecom. Visit HomeSC.com to learn more. Live life ahead with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. A shower and thunderstorm are in the area, a high around 79. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers tonight, a low around 72. A shower and a thunderstorm are likely again Thursday, humid with a high around 81. Looking ahead, more of the same through the weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
I had this illness that really made me powerless over alcohol, and that insisted that I got drunk. And so I got drunk. It doesn't have anything to do with trying to control it. An alcoholic who picks up the first drink will pick up the second drink. I can't say to anyone, no, 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 don't drink. But I can say that when you decide you don't want to drink, come to AA. The door to AA is always open. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Go out and get him if you want him to be.
Oh, hush.
You know nothing about it.
You don't know anything. All right, welcome back to Fan Talk. One Hit Wonder Wednesday. When am I going to hear some Judy in Disguise and 96 Tears and Hang On Sloopy? Those are all One Hit Wonders, but they're good.
That's good.
And he's looking at me like I've never heard of any of these songs.
I just made a playlist today of 28 songs. One Hit Wonders. Mixing it all up. You never know what the next
you have any
bring.
John Fred and his Playboy band on there.
John Fred.
Judy in Disguise, yes. A great song.
No, I
96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterious.
How about this one?
Wipeout.
It's like tequila.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this. I got to give you a list, like a Bobby list for one day.
Please do, because one show without the complaints would be phenomenal.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. Big news in the world of horse racing. Remember Banana Spirit, the Kentucky Derby winner? Well, his second test came back positive. I don't think that they've disqualified him yet, but Bob Baffert, who is like the trainer in horse racing, has been banned from Churchill Downs for 2 years. Any trainer directly or indirectly employed by Bob Baffert Racing Stables also suspended for 2 years from Churchill Downs. CD ain't playing.
You still think if he would have won?
Oh, we wouldn't. It'd be over with. If he'd have won the Preakness, it'd be over with. By the way, the Belmont is Saturday, and we've got our buddy Barry Abrams on tomorrow at 4:00. So obviously, this is one of the things that we will talk about. But Manland, the horse that finished second, could be declared the winner of the Kentucky Derby. But we know one thing, there'll be no Triple Crown winner this year. Wasn't going to be anyway because Madonna Spirit did not win the Preakness. But we've got the Belmont anyway, and we'll find out why in the hell we should watch that. Coming up Saturday. I'll probably be at the ballpark.
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yes.
Man.
And I don't care if I ever come back. Nothing personal.
Yeah. Your bank account care.
Yeah, it probably would. It probably would. But, one of the biggest names in horse racing banned from Churchill Downs. I'm not a horse racing guy, but that's huge.
Yeah. What's that equivalent of? Like banning Dale Earnhardt Jr. from going to a racetrack.
Yeah. Could be like that.
Banning Bobby Harton from the liquor store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Banning me from the convenience store.
You do hit the convenience store an awful lot. Do you have like a favorite convenience store?
Parker's. They ain't got one over here yet.
They got one in West Ashley.
Do they? They put one over here?
Right across from my old bar.
If you ever want...
I've never been to a Parker's Kitchen.
If you ever want some fried chicken, get the chicken fingers, but get the Parker's sauce.
Right.
They have a good chicken sandwich,
too.
They
have breakfast?
They do. They make an egg casserole.
They got grits?
They do have grits.
I need a place that has grits in the morning.
They have grits. And it's really pretty.
Piggly Wiggly has breakfast down here.
That
woman wrote an article in the paper about it. Now everybody knows about it, and the line's like around the building.
Oh, I went by there before I came into work one day to grab some stuff, and it was...
Oh, yeah. They got good food.
I thought they were giving stuff away.
They got great food over there. They have a really good breakfast, like $3.99. You can get eggs, bacon, grits, biscuit.
I ain't had that since Mama
But she wrote that article. Now everybody knows about it. It's no longer a secret.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Dr. David Geyer, he'll join us with his weekly visit when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Car accident? Because a fast response matters. Just call Joy. The numbers don't lie. Serious accidents can happen anywhere, anytime. At the Joy Law Firm, we make it easy to get the help you need, when and where you need it. You can reach us on the phone or online, anytime, 24/7. Visit any of our four locations across the state. Or if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Just call Joy, 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Let's go, Rays! You've got a friend in the car business.
At Cruise Chevrolet, cruise forever. Used car engines, drivetrain, and transmissions covered forever. Find new roads at cruisechevrolet.com or at Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
How does no auto loan payments until summer sound to you? At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, you can take advantage of no payments for 90 days. That means extra cash in your pocket just in time for that road trip you're planning. Whether you're shopping for a new or used vehicle or refinancing an auto loan you have elsewhere, now's the time to park your payments for 90 days. Visit scfederal.org/autoloans for more details. Certain restrictions apply. Existing South Carolina federal loans are excluded.
Hi, my name is Matt Johnson, General Manager of Baker Roofing Company of Charleston. Baker Roofing has been taking care of homes and businesses for over 100 years. In 1915, our company was founded on a promise that still holds true today. We shall do good work, at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work. For quality, experienced roofing and repairs, log on to BakerRoofing.com. That's BakerRoofing.com.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour featuring Rivertown Country Club is now sold out. Come back Monday, June 7th at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play at the one and only Stono Ferry Golf Course. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 when financed with GM Financial. Yes, we are. Bumper-to-bumper warranty and more on certified pre-owned vehicles. CruiseChevrolet.com and Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta...
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. Time now for our weekly visit with the good doctor, Dr. David Geyer. Dr. Geyer, how are you today?
I'm great, Bobby. How are you?
You like that, don't you?
I do. It's it makes me laugh every time you guys come out of commercial break.
Oh, man. So how you been? You having a good week?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm loving this this little bit cooler weather as we head into summer. It's really nice. It's sunny but not scorching hot. I will take it as long as we get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's get started. I got a couple of COVID things, and this is not really COVID, but I was getting my questions ready for you today, and it just hit me. I'm going to Columbia Friday to the Carolina-Virginia baseball game, and I went to football, I went to basketball, I went to baseball, but this is the first sporting event that I will have gone to since last March, I guess, that has allowed full capacity. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. I can't say that I've even gotten that far. I've been to a handful of sporting events, but it's all been 20-25% capacity. So that's really awesome. The question is going to be, even over the next few months, those probably will become mask optional, you know, where people aren't mandated to wear masks regardless of vaccination status. So I really do feel like we're trending closer and closer to normal. Vaccination rates are largely for that the cause of that, but then the dropping case rates. I really, really feel like we've turned the corner. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like we're headed exactly where we want to go.
Well, you know, and we talked last week, a lot of stores, a lot of places are going, if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. But again, you don't know who in that store, because a lot of people, you give them an opportunity not to wear a mask, they're not going to wear a mask. What I'm wondering is, why haven't the numbers increased between the non-vaccinated people?
Yeah, it's really hard to know for sure, but we've seen this now for months. I mean, everybody predicted a huge surge in Texas when they dropped their mask mandates, and it just never happened. Their numbers keep dropping. They've had several days that they've had zero deaths in that huge state. So, that's definitely a good sign. Some of it is, you know, we're now approaching, or may have exceeded by now, half the American adult population has received at least one dose of the vaccine. We're over 40% that's fully vaccinated. You add that to the percentage of unvaccinated people that have gotten COVID and, you know, have some immunity, and now it's looking like that immunity is not 3 months like the naysayers were saying early. It's at least a year and very well maybe lifelong. Those two factors, there just aren't that many people to infect anymore. And so the virus, that's one way viruses sort of go away. They run out of people to infect, and that's how they just become less and less infectious. I hope that's what we're seeing, obviously more time. But it certainly, you would expect a surge if it was going to happen. You would have expected it by now.
What are your thoughts on the incentives to get people to get vaccinated? I saw where one South Carolina lawmaker, he wants to do a $1 million lottery. Doesn't seem fair to the people who have gone out of their way to get vaccinated.
I feel like if you're going to do a lottery, and I can't speak to the legalities of what I'm about to say, but I feel like that you would have to make it inclusive to everybody that's already been vaccinated. That doesn't really seem that you could fair to exclude people that went ahead and sort of what I would say do the right thing on the front end. Having said that, I'm hearing all kinds of crazy, motivations, incentives to get people vaccinated. I saw in Florida there was some rock concert where vaccinated people, the tickets were $18, and for unvaccinated people, they were $1,000. I mean, crazy stuff like that. I think West Virginia is doing like a guns for vaccine type of thing where you get a gun. I don't know. Crazy stuff. So yeah, I'm all for getting people vaccinated. I would hope that just being able to go back to normal without the worries of being in the hospital or dying from COVID would be enough. But, you know, I don't inherently have a problem with some of this. I would just say to make it fair to the people that have already gotten it without incentives.
Yeah, absolutely. Children 12 to 17 years of age, they're now eligible to receive the vaccine. Have there been any problems reported at that age?
So far, no more than adults. I mean, we don't have much data on this, and this is something we'll follow over the next 6 or 8 weeks. It looks like it's pretty much the same spectrum of side effects, the fatigue, the muscle aches, sometimes fevers, things like that. There have been reports that sometimes kids' symptoms are a little more severe and last maybe a day, maybe 2 days longer, and that makes sense. Kids have very strong immune systems, especially compared to adults. But having said that, it's nothing in terms of very serious side effects. You know, anaphylactic, the serious life-threatening allergic reactions don't seem to be any more common So far, so good as far as the adolescents. Now, when we get into 2 years old up to 12, which I think is coming by the end of summer, beginning of fall, then I think we'll be at a point where we'll have a good sense that, you know, that it's safe for everybody.
So a study came out last Thursday on the risk of heart damage to college athletes who had COVID-19 that contradicted the other studies that we talked about, suggesting symptoms are not the best indicator for possible heart problems. They're advocating for continued high-level cardiac monitoring after these athletes leave school and stuff like that. Do you agree with that or not?
Well, the two studies are sort of apples and oranges. I mean, they looked at the same outcome, which is that myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart muscle. But the problem is one study basically did those tests on people with symptoms, and then which had the low number that was reported. And then the other one was the Big Ten study recently that did basically they did cardiac MRIs on everybody that tested positive for COVID. And the vast majority of the people that were diagnosed with myocarditis by cardiac MRI had no symptoms. And so I guess my concern with this new study is, I mean, I can't even begin to imagine how much money it would cost if we did cardiac MRIs on everybody with COVID, or at least every athlete that tests positive for COVID, even without symptoms. It's just not realistic. Pro sports teams could pull that off. Maybe some rich colleges could pull that off, but even then they'd probably pass the bill on to the parents' health insurance. I'm not sure that I necessarily feel that that's a route we need to go if people aren't symptomatic. They're getting, you know, physical exams. They're getting EKGs usually. To me, and I'm not a cardiologist, but I feel like that's enough rather than ordering a ton of fancy tests that pick up something that may or may not be clinically significant. And I know that study's coming under a lot of fire from certain groups who feel like it's just not feasible to do expensive tests on people for, you know, just to do it, which is essentially what they did.
If you were someone who had COVID, you've got really good insurance, would you get the extra test done?
This is the whole argument. That argument's been used for diagnosing the hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, you know, for asymptomatic kids to prevent, you know, the Hank Gathers, you know, just dropping dead, you know, that very rare condition. It's the same idea, and I don't inherently, and I'm going to catch fire from cardiologists on either side of this, so I can't win giving you an answer. I don't have a problem if parents say, hey, my high school son had COVID, I just want to get this test, and if the physician wants to get it, that's fine. The healthcare insurance company may have an issue with that and say, hey, you know, without symptoms, what are we paying for? So I get it, but I don't know that, again, when you're talking about just, let's say, a high school football team, and over the course of 2 years, you know, half of them end up getting COVID, that's a whole lot of, you know, really expensive tests, you know, for kids that by and large don't get very sick or very rarely get hospitalized or die from this. So I don't know that it's necessary, but I can understand parents saying, hey, just to be safe, let's see if our doctor will order it.
All right, we got some baseball injuries, bunch of baseball injuries. Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard shut down for 6 weeks. Right elbow elbow inflammation. They said there was no structural damage to the UCL. He's doing his second rehab, recovering from Tommy John surgery. What do you think's going on here?
Yeah, I saw that Mets fans are freaking out on social media and sports chat boards, but I'm not necessarily sure that it's really a cause for concern. I mean, this is something that I remember, you know, George Paletta, who was the head St. Louis Cardinals doctor when I was there, who did all the Tommy John surgeries, he used to say it's really the second season back that somebody feels normal. And if I remember, Syndergaard had surgery like right as COVID was starting. It was like in May. So he's now, what is that, 14, maybe 15 months out from surgery. So if he has some soreness, maybe he did a little too much, ramped it up a little too fast at the beginning of the season. I don't know that I would personally be that concerned if that's true that the MRI of his ligament came back normal. So I don't know that there's necessarily any sign for concern, but if he continues to struggle and it continues to hurt, then that's something to kind of keep an eye on. You may see him shut down for a long time. But so based on what they've released, I'm not that concerned.
All right, Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg left Tuesday night's game against the Braves. A tight right trapezius muscle MRI set for today. What is, and I hope I'm saying that right. What is a trapezius muscle?
Yeah, that's it. I can't say that I can imagine. I don't know exactly what he could have done to do this. This is the muscle on the side of your neck that goes out to your collarbone. So it's the part that sort of wings out from your neck. Big, kind of thick muscle. It's one of your upper back muscles. You typically see it in weightlifters, you know, doing different types of really heavy weight exercises, or in somebody that's moving something heavy. I mean, you know, you're lifting a sofa and you twist awkwardly or something like that. I can't imagine in baseball what he necessarily could have done. My guess is it was probably something in the weight room, but who knows? Not a big deal. It's something you just give some time. I can't imagine he'd miss that many starts. Maybe they put him on, you know, 10-day injury list just to give him some rest, but not a big deal.
All right. Fernando Tatis Jr., young guy. He left the game against the Cubs the other night. A tightness in his midsection. This year he's battled injuries. He had COVID, and now this. Could the tightness in the midsection, is that a warning of some kind?
It could be. If I remember, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, he also partially dislocated his shoulder.
Right.
I mean, this guy's
swinging
falling apart.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is not real well sort of recognized in sports medicine and in baseball, but it's absolutely true, is that core strength, abdominal strength, plays a role in a whole lot of these injuries. And I do wonder, this may be sort of the reverse of that, where usually it's if you have a weak core that puts more stress on your lower back and you get a lower back strain, or in pitchers on your shoulder and elbow. That's why a lot of the Tommy John rehab starting around months 6 and 7, a whole lot of that is core work. But having said that, I kind of wonder if this is the reverse, that you know, maybe with his time off or injuries, his core got weak and led to this. I don't know, but I would bet they're related. I'm just not exactly sure with all of this going on, you know, what led to what. But, yeah, absolutely, all this is tied together.
All right, Cardinals pitcher Jack Flaherty, 10-day injured list, left oblique strain that manager Mike Schilt referred to as a real strain / tear. What does he mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, it can't be good. And this is awful as a Cardinals fan. Flaherty's had a great year so far. You know, when we've talked about oblique injuries before. The muscle is sort of on the side of your abs that's so important in rotation, in the pitching motion, and obviously the baseball swing. But it's usually just a strain. It's, you know, at most, you know, 2-3 weeks, you know, and you just sort of baby it back and test it out little by little. But when he says, I don't remember, maybe what you said was his quote, it was a weird wording, but like really not good or tear, I don't remember, but that can't be good. So it kind of makes me wonder if he pulled the oblique muscles off the lower ribs in a small area so that it's not now just a 2-3 week injury. It's like a 4-6 week recovery period, not a surgery, but a much longer recovery, which would be tough for a pitcher. Mm-hmm. That's a long, tough rehab to get through and get back to normal.
All right. One final injury, Bucks starting guard Dante DiVincenzo out for the rest of the year, torn ligament in his left ankle. Two questions. Does that require surgery, and what kind of rehab is he looking at?
Generally, without knowing specifically, but with, you know, just basketball and ankle ligament injuries, you're talking about almost always the ligaments on the outside of the ankle. In most of us, including high-level athletes sort of at the semi-pro, weekend warrior, even maybe definitely high school, maybe even college, no, it would not need surgery. But I do know that NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball teams typically are more aggressive, so I could see it being, especially at the end of this season, you know, they've said he's out for the year. If you're going to do a surgery, this is when you do it, when you have a long time to recover. Having said that, the research studies on those typically show similar healing rates either way. So I would say, if it was without knowing more specifics in this case, if somebody had that same injury came to me, unless it's something that I'm not, you know, something different, I'd treat that without surgery. Get it to heal, do the rehab, and get them back at, you know, the same level of play as before.
I got you. Good stuff today, Dr. Guy. I appreciate it. Any news on your practice yet?
Soon. We're hoping the next couple weeks, so I will definitely keep you informed. But, you know, people know how to find me. They've been reaching out to me on social media and on my website. So any way I can help, certainly don't be afraid to reach out. And if or any other reason, keep listening to this show and listen to us talk every Wednesday.
There you go. Talk to you next week. Appreciate it, Dr. Guyer.
Sounds great, Bobby.
All right, Dr. David Guyer, and just trying to get that new practice open. Kind enough to come home with us and put up with my stupid questions every week.
He's a doctor. He likes it. He likes being right and answering questions and helping.
Well, do you want a doctor that's wrong?
I had one. Don't want to relive that.
That's the thing. When you go to a doctor, you assume they're going to be 100% right.
Well, I mean, one would think with all the schooling, with all the book smarts you see.
The schooling?
With all the book smarts you see.
All that reading, writing, arithmetic they
the
had
three
to do.
R's.
All right, we got to take a break. We got one more segment to go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Accidents being reported right now. Mark Park westbound at Highway 61, hopefully clearing shortly. Other problems include a wreck Madwood near Ashley Crossing, Savannah Highway near Blue Water Way, St. Philip at Liberty, and out on the interstate eastbound near Jedburg at mile marker 194, an accident causing heavy traffic. Speaking of heavy traffic, a lot of delays downtown. Also on the Ravenel Bridge, inbound to Mount Pleasant, the interstate westbound right near 526, and those are the major hot spots right now. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A shower and thunderstorm are in the area, a high around 79. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers tonight, a low around 72. A shower and a thunderstorm are likely again Thursday, humid with a high around 81. Looking ahead, more of the same through the weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no-fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly two decades. Check them out today online, emsofsc.com.
The South Carolina Stingrays are back home to close out the regular season on Tuesday, June 1st and Saturday, June 5th. Saturday's game is Fan Appreciation Night presented by Amped Electric, and tickets are just $10. For tickets and more information, visit stingrayshockey.com. Stingrays Hockey. Don't miss it.
Is finding the clothes that you love in just the right fit and size an overwhelming task? Experience a new way to shop with Stitch Fix. Our experts hand-select pieces so you can get the ease of personal styling from the convenience of home. Every piece is curated just for you, for staying home or on the go in your unique style. With Stitch Fix, there's never any subscription required, and it's delivered right to your door. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings, In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Is finding the clothes that you love in just the right fit and size an overwhelming task? Experience a new way to shop with Stitch Fix. Our experts hand-select pieces so you can get the ease of personal styling from the convenience of home. Every piece is curated just for you, for staying home or on the go in your unique style. With Stitch Fix, there's never any subscription required, and it's delivered right to your door. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, your style delivered.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Bobby's favorite hit.
Yeah. Welcome back to Fan Talk, our final segment of the day. This has been a so-so one-hit wonder.
I give a little.
And I'm being polite.
I give a little, take it back. Give a little, take it back.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, what's happening, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Just getting ready for some baseball. You headed to Oregon?
Yes, we are, sir. We are headed to Oregon.
Are you going to Oregon, though?
No, I'm not going to Oregon.
Because there's a trail I heard you can go on, and the Oregon Trail you can get there. So I don't know.
Oh, well. Might take a while. I don't know. They
just don't get
Friday.
Dysentery.
It's already Wednesday, man. But, yeah, you guys got your regional, although that's the first time I think I've ever remember seeing a host team being a number two seed in a regional.
It's happened before. But Old Dominion didn't put a bid in.
Yeah, well, that would explain it.
I mean, we can't do anything about that. So we got kind of lucky there, and we'll see. It's a tough region, though. Virginia, Old Dominion, Jacksonville, they upset Liberty to get in there. They've got a losing record. But with Carolina, Virginia, and Old Dominion, that's a pretty good region.
Yeah, no, of course. And as you know, like Paul Maneri is retiring now, and the guy at Virginia, what's his name? He was one of Maneri's assistants at Notre Dame when he left to take over for that Virginia program.
Right.
He's had a lot of success there too.
He's the statue in front of the stadium.
Yeah.
You know the statue of the guys piling on?
Yeah.
The Virginia coach is one of those guys.
Oh wow. That's a good bit of trivia. So, I didn't know that.
So see, you learn something when you call this show, man. I don't even charge extra for the education part of it.
You are the most generous human being I know.
Well, let me ask you this now, because I've heard this might have been, well, did he really retire or was he kind of forced out?
No, actually, he's had several major surgeries. Like, he had a major back surgery 3 years ago, and then about 18 months ago, he had a neck surgery. So he's been dealing with health problems. And I think part of the reason that the team probably, you know, this year was not where, and he even admitted at his press conference that he's not able to do, you know, coach the team that he would normally coach because of his health problems.
Right.
And so he feels like because he's not able to give his team 100% like he would normally if he was completely healthy, that was best to step down. And obviously, you know, he, like you said, he said it this year that he was just not able to do the things he normally would do in a normal season if he was healthy. And obviously it showed in the way they played on the field for a good portion of the season. So, you know, the guy is the active leading, you know, wins coach in NCAA baseball right now. He's in a very select group of, what, four or five guys that have won more than 1,500 games. So you don't – those guys don't typically get forced out.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, you know how the LSU fans are. I mean, they stay on him all the time. I never thought that was, you know, that was very fair. But who do you think LSU's going to get as coach? I mean, that's a pretty good coaching job.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of names being thrown around right now, and honestly, I don't think anything's going to happen. At least the college world, up to the coaches I'm sure they're reaching out to are probably still playing right now. So we're just gonna have to wait and see. I mean, you know, the guy up in Tennessee has become a hot name. Your boy over in Florida. I mean, there's the guy at Louisville. I mean, there's a lot of names being thrown around, but I have no idea really which direction our AD is gonna go with for that because, you know, it's. As you know, after Ray Tanner retired, it's a tough gig when you go to a place that expects to be in Omaha at the end of every spring and beginning of the summer playing for a national championship. That's a tough gig.
Where's Turtle Thomas now? Get him.
Well, one of the best names in college baseball.
Yeah, I don't know where Turtle is, but
I think Turtle was in. That was our coaching staff back in the day. So.
Alex, but, I've got about two other phone calls I got to get in, man. But call us after the region. Good luck to LSU. I think they got a good chance of winning that region.
Oh, we got Gonzaga, we got Oregon, and Central Connecticut. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Like I said, all we got to do is get hot. And, you know, stranger things have happened in the postseason. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Good luck to the Gamecocks against Virginia. You guys playing on Friday or?
Yeah, we play Friday at noon against Virginia. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're Friday West Coast time, so our game's going to be fairly late East Coast time. So, but yeah, well, good luck, and like I said, we'll see how it all shakes out. We'll chat next week. Okay, sir.
Okay, man. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, do you have a good Memorial Day?
Yeah, I had a good day. I watched a lot of sports and got some projects done. So. To answer your question, yes, I had a good Memorial Day.
So I got to tell you, it's been a strange one this year. You know that, right?
Do what?
It's been really strange, right?
I didn't understand you, Sam. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the question. I was watching a huge baseball game last night. I was watching the Braves.
That huge baseball game, yeah. That was a huge loss for the Braves.
So here's my real question for you. I was listening to a press conference with Pat Kelsey the day before. I want you guys to comment this real quick. Do you think it's possible to have all the players back? Do you think, or do they have like freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors playing for the basketball?
Yeah, everybody be back, and of course you had a lot of guys leave, so you're gonna have a lot of new faces at the College Charleston. You might have to buy a program, Sam.
So we have a player named Oshie Smart, and I gotta tell you, he's been a great guard. He's been a great player, kind of that. Oh, speaking of which, guess he's coming back.
Who?
I'm coming back for more, baby.
There you go,
Katie.
Oh, and Bobby, get this. We have a new same logo next year called Our City.
Our City. Not your city. Our city.
Our city.
All right, Sam, I got to go. We're about out of time.
All right, see you now. Go ahead.
All right. See you now. Go ahead. All right, we're done. Got a busy show tomorrow. Got David Kloniger. Got our fishing report. Got Barry Abrams previewing the Belmont. Scott Glaze. Again, if you're a golfer, Pepperdine taking on Oklahoma for the National Golf Championship tonight. Everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Door Systems of